Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Ram Goldar and Dei Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Tov, the sixth parak HaOmer. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara says Baal Omer Li Pikadon. If a husband says he gave a get to a third party as a deposit to watch, Vashalish Omer Li Gerushin, but the third party says it was given to him for divorce as the wife Shaliach LeKabbalah, Rav Huna says the husband is bullied because his giving it to a third party rather than directed to his wife supports his claim. Rav Chisda says the third party is believed to Hahemne because the husband entrusted him by putting the get in his possession. Although Braisa teaches that a third party is believed to settle a monetary dispute between litigants, the Gemara explains, Shani Mamun Disyahi Bulu Mechila, a dispute about money is different because it may be forgiven by its true owner, but the husband cannot enable a third party to be believed concerning a get. Rabba says Rav Huna would agree that if the wife claims she saw the husband give the get to the third party for divorce purposes, she's believed since if she had wanted to lie, she could have taken the get and claimed the husband gave it to her. Point number two, if the husband and the third party both say the get was given to the third party for divorce and the wife says she received the get and lost it, but Yochanan says that no one is believed because of a davish be'erva, it's a matter of forbidden relations and two edim are required to establish the divorce. The Gemara first asks why the third party isn't believed since the husband doesn't contradict him and answers that since the get is not currently in his possession, he has no basis to be believed. The Gemara then asks that the husband should be believed because Rabbi Yochanan said, Baal she'amar gerashti as ishti ne'eman, a husband who says, I divorce my wife, is believed since he's able to do so. It answers that here the husband himself doesn't know or claim that the get was actually delivered. Although there's a principle that chazak ha'shaliach oseh shlichuso, there's a presumption that a shaliach performs his task, so we should assume he gave the get. This cannot be relied on for a leniency. Finally, the Gemara said the woman should be believed to say she was divorced because chazak einisha me'iza penea b'fnei bala. There's a presumption a woman would not be so brazen before her husband to falsely claim she was divorced. It answers that where the husband supports her claim, she may falsely claim she was divorced. Finally, the Gemara said the woman should be believed to say she was divorced because chazake in isha me'iza panea b'fnei bala. There's a presumption a woman would not be so brazen before her husband to falsely claim she was divorced. It answers that where the husband supports her claim, she may falsely claim she was divorced. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Nar ha-marasa, a nara who is an arusa, he va'aviyah mikabin es gita, she or her father can accept her get. Yehuda says, Ein shtei yadayim zochus ka'achas, two hands cannot have the ability to acquire at one time. El aviyah mekabel es gita bavad, rather only her father can accept her get. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama holds, Yada yaser tzachi la rachmana, the merciful one granted her an extra hand in allowing both her and her father to accept the get. Rabbi Yehuda holds b'makam aviyah, in the place where a father can accept the get, yada la lav kumhi. Her hand is powerless to accept it. The Mishnah concludes, V'kol she'ena yachola lishmor es gita, any girl unable to take care of her get, any yachol liskaresh, cannot be divorced. A Bryce explains this to mean that a minor who is too young to understand the concept of divorce and returns to her husband cannot be divorced. The Bryce defines this age and the Gemara explains that Kol she'mavchenes ben gita l'davar acher, anyone who can differentiate between her get and another item can be divorced. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara says, Baal Omer Li Pikadon. If a husband says he gave a get to a third party as a deposit to watch, Vashalish Omer Li Gerushin, but the third party says it was given to him for divorce as the wife's Shaliach LeKabbalah, Rav Huna says the husband is bullied because his giving it to a third party rather than directly to his wife supports his claim. Rav Chisda says the third party is bullied to Hahemne because the husband entrusted him by putting the get in his possession. Although Braisa teaches that a third party is believed to settle a monetary dispute between litigants, the Gemara explains, Shani Mamun Disyahi Bulu Mechila, a dispute about money is different because it may be forgiven by its true owner, but the husband cannot enable a third party to be believed concerning a get. Rabba says Rav Huna would agree that if the wife claims she saw the husband give the get to the third party for divorce purposes, she's believed since if she had wanted to lie, she could have taken the get and claimed the husband gave it to her. Point number two, if the husband and the third party both say the get was given to the third party for divorce and the wife says she received the get and lost it, but Yochanan says that no one is believed because of a davish be'erva, it's a matter of forbidden relations and two edim are required to establish the divorce. The Gemara first asks why the third party isn't believed since the husband doesn't contradict him and answers that since the get is not currently in his possession, he has no basis to be believed. The Gemara then asks that the husband should be believed because Rabbi Yochanan said, Baal she'amar gerashti as ishti ne'eman, a husband who says, I divorce my wife, is believed since he's able to do so. It answers that here the husband himself doesn't know or claim that the get was actually delivered. Although there's a principle that chazak shliach osa shlichuso, there's a presumption that a shliach performs his task, so we should assume he gave the get, this cannot be relied on for leniency. Finally, the Gemara said the woman should be believed to say she was divorced because chazak inisha me'iza peneah bifnei bala. There's a presumption a woman would not be so brazen before her husband to falsely claim she was divorced. It answers that where the husband supports her claim, she may falsely claim she was divorced. Finally, the Gemara said the woman should be believed to say she was divorced because chazake in isha me'iza paneah bifnei bala. There's a presumption a woman would not be so brazen before her husband to falsely claim she was divorced. It answers that where the husband supports her claim, she may falsely claim she was divorced. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Anara hamarasa, Anara who is an arusa, he va'avia mikablin as gita, she or her father can accept her get. Yudah says, Ein shtei yadayim zochus ka'achas, two hands cannot have the ability to acquire at one time. El avia mekabel es gita b'vad, rather only her father can accept her get. The Gemara explains that the Tanna Kamma holds, Yada yaser tzachi la rachmana, the merciful one granted her an extra hand in allowing both her and her father to accept the get. Rabbi Yudah is b'makam avia, in the place where a father can accept the get, yadi la lav kumhi. Her hand is powerless to accept it. The Mishnah concludes, V'kol she'ena yechola lishmor es gita, any girl unable to take care of her get, any yachol iskaresh cannot be divorced. A brice explains this to mean that a minor who is too young to understand the concept of divorce and returns to her husband cannot be divorced. The brice defines this age, and the Gemara explains that koshim avchenes ben gita ledavar acher, anyone who can differentiate between her get and another item can be divorced. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Samach Dalet, and her standard simon is a secret agent, sod. Secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed. The husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune. And he, the third party, and the wife said it was given for divorce, but she lost it and no one was believed. Only to then come across a Nar Marasa accepting a get with her extra hand. Once again, some motion. This secret agent, that must be more enough. Samach Dalet, so it's secret. The secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed. The husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce. Which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokus, who is believed in a case where a husband says he gave a get to a third party as a deposit to watch, but the third party says it was given to him for divorce as the wife's shliach l'kabbalah. So the secret agent with the dark green shades to determine who is believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune, and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given for divorce, but she lost it, and no one was believed, which reminds us, if the husband and the third party say the get was given to the third party for divorce, and the wife says she received the get and lost it, Rabbi Yochanan says that no one is believed. The Gemara explains why. So the secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune, and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given divorce, but she lost it, and no one was believed, only to then come across a Nar Marasa accepting a get with her extra hand. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nar Hamarasa, Anara, who is an Arusa, she or her father can accept her get. Rabbi Yudah says, Ein shtei yadayim zochus ka'achas, two hands cannot have the ability to acquire at one time. Ela avia makabas gita bilvad. Rather, only her father can accept her get. The Gemara then explains that the Tanna Kamma holds, Yada yaser tzachi rachmana, the merciful one granted her an extra hand in allowing both her and her father to accept the get. So once again, the secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune, and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given for divorce, but she lost it, and no one was believed, only to then come across a Nar Marasa accepting a get with her extra hand. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazar. Daf Samach. So the simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker, that must be more in Daf Samach. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaFaftoras on Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses reading from a Sefer HaFaftoras and the question regarding writing a scroll containing a portion of the Torah for a child to be taught from. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaFaftoras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, which reminds us, we have a machlokes if the Torah was given Megillah, scroll by scroll, or Chasumah, or as a complete unit. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaFaftoras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, started to daydream of a talking smiley face sticker giving over Torah Shabbat Peh. orally, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Darshan, it's written, Ksavocha is Hadvarim Ha'ela, write for yourself these words, implying they must be written. But it says in the same pasuk, Ki Alpi Hadvarim Ha'ela, for on the basis of these words, implying that they are given orally, Alpi meaning by mouth. This teaches that words that are given in writing, meaning Tanakh, you're not permitted to transmit orally, and words given orally, Tor Shebaal Peh, you're not permitted to transmit in writing. Daf Samachov. So the simur Daf Samachov is a psalm we often use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. The Darkei Shol magician performing the saw a person in half trick, saw a person in half, that must be learned Daf Samachov, saw. The Darkei Shol magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that we financially support the Gentile poor along with the Jewish poor, we visit the Gentile sick along with the Jewish sick, and we bear the Gentile dead along with the Jewish dead, mifnei Darkei Shalom, all to promote harmony. So the Darkei Shol magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Am Haaretz's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that a woman who is careful with Meiser can lend utensils to an Am Haaretz's wife who is unreliable regarding Meiser, and may even grind or sort with her, but she may not grind or sort with a woman who's Chashuda al Shvis, suspected of violating Shemitah. Abai explains why we're more lenient regarding assisting an Am Haaretz than one suspected about Shemitah. Rov Am Haaretz him. Most Amayards take Meiser from their produce and are suspected only on a Drabbanan level. Therefore, they were lenient regarding the prohibition to help a suspected violator. Someone suspected of violating Shemitah, however, is suspected biblically and cannot be assisted. Rava gives a different explanation. So, the Darkei Shol magician performing a saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amayards' wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, used his saw to Meiser the bread his mother-in-law baked for him from his dough, knowing how protective she is of her daughter, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that one who gives dough to his mother-in-law is not trustworthy with Meiser. He must Meiser what he gives her and that which he receives from her, because she's suspected to exchange spoiled food for her own fresh food, which wasn't Meisered. He must Meiser both to ensure that what he eats is chun and that what she may have taken from him is chun. The Gemara explains that this case is unique, Rotzihi b'tekanas bita, because she desires her daughter's well-being and is ashamed from her son-in-law to serve him spoiled food. Ordinarily, however, we are not concerned for exchanging, such as in a case of giving wheat to a miller who is unreliable with miceras. Daf Samach Beis. So the simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The Jewish submarine admiral, submarine, that must be learned Daf Samach Beis. The Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, which reminds us, Rav was quoted to say, in kofin shalom le'ovid kochavim, one may not give a double greeting of shalom to an idolater because once is sufficient for purposes of harmony. Rav Huna and Rav Chis were once sitting together and Geneva approached him and said, shalom aleichem malche, shalom aleichem malche, shalom to you kings, shalom to you kings. They asked him for a source for calling rabbis kings and he answered with a pasuk, bi malachim yimlochu, through me, referring to the Torah, kings reign. So, the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, which reminds us, if a woman tells someone, he's gabli giti, accept my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract after giving the get to the shliach, he may not retract because he's a shliach of Kabbalah, and the get is effective when he receives it. The husband can avoid this by saying, I don't want you to accept it for, rather, bring it and give it to her, allowing the shliach to only act as a shliach of halacha on his behalf. So the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock, and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, and was ready to disembark after a man acting as a shliach Kabbalah and a woman acting as a shliach halacha boarded the submarine. Which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies that a man can act as a shliach Kabbalah, even though it's typically the wife who accepts her get, and a woman can act as a shliach halacha, even though it's the husband who gives the get. Dav Samach Gimel. So the similar Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The shliach for the green Segway get pickup service Segway, that must be Daf Samach Gimel. The shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi, which reminds us we have a machlokas of Holech Kazichi, whether saying bring it to her is the equivalent of saying acquire it for her. So the shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept the get from the husband's shliach, which reminds us Rav says a woman cannot make a shliach to accept her get from her husband's shliach. Rabbi Chanina says she can. Two reasons are given for Rav's position. Number one, Mishum Bezayin Dabal, because of the husband's disgrace, he may take offense at her apparent refusal to accept the get herself and void the shlichas of delivery. And number two, Mishum Chatzera Habo Achmeken, because of the case of her courtyard, which comes to her possession after the get was placed there. Such a get is invalid because the husband didn't place it in her hand or her courtyard. So the shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept a get from the husband shliach and waited patiently for two witnesses who wrote a get improperly to finish writing a second one, which reminds us. The Gemara relates a story in which witnesses who were instructed to write a get wrote the wife's name incorrectly, invalidating the get. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa maintained that they could not write a second get, quoting from Rav, Asu Edim Shlichusan. The witnesses completed their shlichus, albeit improperly, and are no longer shluchim. Rabba objected. Did he tell them write a pottery shard and give it to her? He instructed them to write a valid get, not a worthless one, and they didn't yet complete their task. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which of the women that were concerned that a mother-in-law might switch spoiled miser food for non-miser food to give to her son-in-law to protect her daughter? That's on Daf. Samachal. Good number two. Which of the women question, who is believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit or the third party who said it was given for a divorce? That's on Daf. Samachdal. Good number three. Which of the women a man can be a shaliach l'kabbalah and a woman can be a shaliach l'halacha? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good number four. Which stuff do you have a case where neither the husband, the third party, nor the wife who said she lost the get are believed? That's on Duff. Samach Dal. Good number five. Which stuff are two reasons given as to why the wife's shaliach cannot be makabel to get from the husband's shaliach? That's on Duff. Samach Gimel. Good number six. Which stuff do you want that one says shalom only once to an idolater for darkei shalom? That's on Duff. Samach Beis. Good number seven. Which daf of Bemocho is whether the Torah was given Megillah Megillah or Chasuma as a complete unit? That's on daf. Samach. Good number eight. Which daf of Bemocho is whether Anar Marasa can accept her own get? That's on daf. Samach Dal. Good number nine. Which daf to be the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's beautiful son and daughter who were bought as slaves and brought together? That's on daf. Nunches. Good. And number 10. Which stuff you have a question whether two people who were told to write the get wrote the get improperly, whether they may write a second get? That's on Duff. Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.